Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We have a secret admirer notes to read. This time is for Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly, she's the only one left.
I believe so.
Save the best for last.
What does the office have to say to Kelly Raspberry? We'll find out in about 20 minutes. We also have your winter warm-up in about 40 minutes. Somebody's going to win a trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Love it.
As long as you went to KidNation.com and entered the temperature yesterday. And then we'll give you a brand new temperature so you could win tomorrow. You know, just in case you didn't get a Valentine's Day gift that you wanted this year.
Yeah.
Maybe the trip will do just for you. But now it's time for First World Problems, Kid Nation. I got one right here. Kenneth, he wrote us. He's out there in Lake Charles.
Yeah.
He said, forgot to charge my electric toothbrush last night, and it died this morning. Totally forgot what it feels like to use a regular toothbrush.
Hashtag
first world problems. First of all, Kenneth, you need to get yourself equipped.
Yeah, you
number
do.
One, that electric toothbrush will last you 3 months on one charge.
That's crazy when you think about it.
It's one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. We're supposed to be doing it twice a day, but most of us are not doing properly or doing it properly.
Or long enough.
Or long enough, Big Al Max. Speaking of quick, this is an electric toothbrush that is super affordable, unlike the other ones, because those can get really expensive for you. It's got sensitive sonic vibrations that, you know, every time you're done on one side of your mouth, it'll vibrate and say, hey, move on over to the next side.
Next.
Yeah, you'll do it for 2 minutes because, again, we're supposed to be brushing for 2 minutes even though we're not doing that.
All right.
It also has a cover. You can mount it on your mirror so it's ready to go at all times so you don't forget to brush your teeth. Maybe you just need a reminder. It's also making it easier for you to travel with your Quip. And I just had mine delivered, the brush head.
Oh, okay.
You don't ever think about the brush head. You're like, oh, I'm all good. I'll just keep using this raggedy-looking one.
You're kind of worn out.
Until it falls apart. No, you need to switch them out. Otherwise, you're not doing the work right. So what Quip will do for you for just $5, they'll send it every 3 months. You'll get a brand new. Yeah, I just got mine actually sent out to me. Look, 3 out of 4 use bristles that are old. They're worn out, ineffective. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. How do you get one, buddy?
If you want, Quip starts at $25. You can go to getquip.com/kid right now. You get your first refill pack for free with the Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid. That's K-I-D-D.
Get Quip.
Get in the Quip game, man. I'm telling you, it's really cool. Hopefully that helped you out there, my buddy. And now, we will get to your calls and text messages again. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here on the text as well. I was listening to you guys this morning while getting ready, and you were talking about what not to get for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, went out to my car and noticed that my husband had put a giant teddy bear in the rear.
Scared you to death?
Now I can't see out of my rearview mirror.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, he meant well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was one of the gifts that women said they don't want because they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do with
them? Yeah, I mean, I've got one sitting in the backseat of the car that I drive. It's like sitting there. There's nothing else to do with it.
From the text as well, this one's for you, Big Al.
Oh, yeah.
I'm without a lover this year for Valentine's Day.
Without a lover?
Because Big Al isn't interested in returning texts. Hashtag first world problem.
Aww.
Al, you got ladies coming after you, bro.
Wow.
Does that mean you're not interested in her, Al?
No. It means I'm moving this week. Or it means I was...
Yeah, Al's busy right now.
It means I got a band coming. Or, yeah, I'm just working a lot.
This is the disingenuous...
Or it means I'm eating meat. Busy
what's
doing
what's
that.
On?
What's up, Ruby?
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on with you?
Okay, well, I can double up on my health insurance between my dad and my new job. And so that's great. And they cover all the dental work that I need to be done. Well, the problem is I need 8 fillings, 2 root canals, and braces.
Oh, my goodness.
I just love sugar. I just can't help.
Girl. Today's a dangerous holiday for you, isn't it?
You need to love it a little less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a lot of mouth.
Yeah.
Work.
Well, good luck. I don't know with what, but with your mouth.
With the mouth.
Good luck with your mouth.
Yeah, good luck, Ruby. Hi, Emily.
Hey, guys.
So it's a special day for you. Double special, huh?
It is. Yeah, today's my birthday, but first world problem, I don't have anyone to spend it with.
Aww.
Oh, because all your friends are probably going out for Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of that before.
Jeez, yeah. Valentine's
Day. Everyone with their boyfriends or significant others.
Well, this weekend. I'm sorry you can't do it today, but this weekend.
But today's her birthday. She wants to have a brunch or a dinner.
Well, don't girls.
But hey, guys, I'm a longtime listener, and I'm on y'all show right now, so that's like the best birthday gift.
Oh, there you go.
Well, here you go. Here you go, Ruby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily.
Oh, I thought you said Ruby.
I thought you said Ruby.
It's Emily.
Emily.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you ruined her birthday.
Ow, ow.
I
Ruby. Okay. Ruby was the last call.
Oh, my bad. Happy birthday, Emily.
Oh, we love you, Emily.
And tell Ruby we said hello. Okay.
He's like, now I can't even play it back. Yeah, I said the wrong name.
I did. My call was mixed up.
It happens, buddy. Hi, Liz.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I got through.
Yes, yeah,
you got through, girlfriend.
I guess I love y'all so much.
We love you.
I haven't listened since your very first week on the show.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's a long time. Good Thank you. You.
Yeah, I was in like seventh grade, and when I started listening, and now I'm a college professor.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so happy you grew up with me.
What's your first world problem, Liz?
Well, it actually ties into the fact of my other job. I'm actually in the horse industry, too. And not long ago, I upgraded my truck to a bigger truck so I could pull a bigger horse trailer, but my truck is so big, it won't fit in my parking spot at the college.
Oh,
you got a parking spot.
She's a professor.
It's like 18 miles away from the building, but it's still a parking spot.
Okay, that's so cool.
So you're not pulling a Big Al and taking up two spots.
Sometimes
it's tough. Yeah. See, shout out. I hear you.
But the spot's little. The spot here fits your truck.
Barely.
Well, it's pretty bad, though. I had a student watching me struggle the other day trying to park it and comes up and knocks on my window. He's like, do you like me to park my truck for you? And I'm like, yes, please.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you a backer-upper, Liz, or you go forward?
I go forward.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that makes it a little more difficult.
I tend to back in.
Try the backup life.
Yeah, backing in is, well, if you can do it. You know, I claim to be the world's best parallel parker.
You won the competition here on the show. Yeah. So if you need Al, he'll come out to the college and help you out.
Be happy to.
Yeah.
For a free ride on the horsey.
It's all right. A deal.
All right. It's a date. Thanks, Liz. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Oh. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations on getting something done that most of us procrastinate with.
Thanks. So I got my tax refund check like last week, and it's already gone.
What did you blow it on?
College classes.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
It's cool.
Something fun.
Yeah. You got it out of the way, though, you know?
Yeah, it takes a little burden off.
Yeah, you got to buy the
books.
Yeah,
but I'd rather it if it could have been on something a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Do you still have to buy the books, or was that just for the classes?
Well, that was actually for last year's classes, so I still have to do this year's classes, and so now I have to save up money for that.
Yep. What are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm trying to study psychology.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
His favorite subject.
Love it.
There'll be a lot of books involved in that. Well, good luck, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Call us back. Yeah. We could probably use one every once in a while.
Future Dr. Kelsey over there.
Right?
Yeah. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on in your world?
So, my husband does not believe in Valentine's Day, so guess who doesn't get anything today?
But you want something.
I do. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah, at least a card, right?
Exactly. Little thing of chocolate, a big red, something.
That is so frustrating to me, because even if he doesn't believe, he should believe in you.
Yeah, and what you want. Her.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I'm sorry.
I was going to get him something, but I'm like, what for?
Well, if you want to, and if it makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, giving gifts makes me feel good, so you could still do it.
That's true. Maybe I should give him something then.
Yeah, and then buy something for you, too.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I will definitely do that.
Yeah. Maybe get him a gift that's for both of you.
Hey, now. Oh,
maybe.
I got us a gift.
Yeah. Those pink handcuffs that Jenna was.
Boyfriend.
I really wide. I have no idea what this is going to entail today.
Jenna's boyfriend said,
I got us a gift. He gave me some flowers this morning, so we'll see.
Yeah.
He got Wheezy a gift. Yeah.
He got Wheezy a gift?
He did.
Yeah. How you do?
Wow.
On our first date, he brought Wheezy a gift.
Wow.
I knew it was going to last at least for a minute.
Yeah. Or at least for a minute.
It's still lasting.
Yeah. So far, so good. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. So you have one of those cool Roomba things?
Yes.
What happened?
So what happened is
I got a call from my alarm company saying that someone had broken into our house, broken a window through our master bathroom.
Oh, no.
And so my husband and I freak out. We end up leaving work, going home. The police go to our house. And it turns out the Roomba knocked over a mirror in the bathroom and made the shatter noise.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's funny. Roomba.
Yeah. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they charge you for that when the police shows up?
Well, no, because it was an actual alarm that went off and we weren't there. So it was a false alarm.
It technically wasn't a false alarm.
I mean, yeah, something
because
did break.
Something did break, yeah. And you have the shatter detector or whatever it is on your...
Yeah.
Huh. Did the police... That Roomba. Well, you have to close the door to the bathroom next time so the Roomba can't go in there.
Yeah,
we just moved the mirror.
Yeah. Or that.
Yeah, too late for that, Al.
Practical solutions. That's what I do.
My Roomba just keeps getting stuck on stuff.
I know. You get that message notification.
All the time. Yeah. We named it Toot Toot. Toot Toot is stuck on a cliff.
On a cliff?
I don't have cliffs at my house. I don't live at the Grand Canyon.
A cliff?
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, what cliff?
Where do you live, dude?
Yeah,
that's
it gets stuck on a cliff. Yeah. It just gets stuck on a ledge. It's so funny.
It's my chairs. They have this little metal rod at the bottom, and it just tries to jump over it, and it gets stuck on that.
On
and
cliff.
Determines it's a cliff, Al.
A cliff.
Yeah.
I have a cliff at home.
Yeah, Cliff and Toot Toot.
Yeah, Toot Toot. The kids named him, of course. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, what's going on?
So, I got a new car.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Thank you. It says it gets better gas mileage, about 10 more gas mileage, miles, I guess, than my old car.
Yeah.
But the gas tank is smaller, so I have to stop just as often to get gas.
Yeah. I know, getting gas.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Always beat down by it.
I always try to guess when the gas is going to be cheapest.
Well, that would
good
be.
Are you guessing?
Not good, Kelly. I've been doing extremely bad. Because I'll be within 30 miles, I start holding off until I think I'm going to get a day where it's going to be down about 10 cents.
Well, they do have big signs right there in front of the gas.
I know they have big signs out.
But the price,
give
you a hard
some
time.
Days it's like $1.99. Some days it's $2.19.
Yeah.
I'd rather get the $1.99 day,
absolutely.
So I try to wait.
Lucky you don't have diesel, dog.
Diesel is just yikes. You still got that going?
Yeah.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
You got a cool master bedroom going on?
Yeah, so we just built our house down in Loxahatchee.
Shout out,
Big Al.
Shout out, baby.
we just built a big house, and our master bedroom, we have a queen-size bed. So if we put our queen-size bed in the middle of the room, I can't lay in my bed and be on my phone at the same time because the outlets are too far away. They're meant for a queen-size bed.
Whoa! It looks like you need to buy a king size.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what I keep trying to tell my husband, but he's like, no, it's okay, babe. Like, I'll just move the bed closer. And I'm like, no, I think we need a bigger bed.
Well, give us an update on it.
I'll be your neighbor starting tomorrow.
You're moving tomorrow, Big Al?
At least I'm starting tomorrow.
What's your address, Al? I'll give it to her.
I've been to the bar, though. I've been to the restaurant, and it's pretty good.
Thank you.
How many stars do you give it out of five?
I say three.
Well,
they didn't have any pickles. I went in there and they were out of pickles.
No,
like,
pickles?
How did you get out of pickles?
Oh,
yeah,
pickles are a pretty big seller.
And when you have
pickles.
Your mouth set on a pickle,
I want a pickle.
I mean, I have to keep myself stocked with pickles.
I'm stopping by Restaurant Depot today and getting some pickles and putting your name on them. It'll be your own private bottle of pickles.
Yeah, three stars bumped up to a four.
Yeah, there you go, Desiree. Go get your pickles today.
Yeah.
Well done, Al.
Wow. Very honest review.
Yeah, I thought she was just going to give it, five.
Yeah, that's fine.
She kept the real.
We're out of pickles. You know, that's bad. When you're out of something, that's bad.
That drops you some points.
Yep.
Hold on 1 second real quick. Justin.
Yes, how we doing?
What's up, man? You bought something really cool.
Yeah, I thought I'd be nice. I got my wife a tanning bed for Valentine's Day and brought it home. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted to post about it and tell everybody how great I was. And then all of a sudden her niece and mom and cousins, everybody wants to come use a tanning bed now.
Wow.
So she had to take her post down.
Dang.
Well, at least your in-laws are going to be all nice and tan.
Yeah, you better start charging people.
Yeah, it's like having a pool. Everyone wants to come.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, you got to keep sanitizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Can we come over, Justin?
Yeah, just come on by.
All right.
I'll catch you next time, though.
You got those cool undies that I can wear so I don't get too burned?
Yeah.
The string underwear.
Yeah, I was going to say you're looking a little pale.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's a cool thing. What a tanning bed, man.
What's a tanning bed cost?
I don't know. Justin, how much you pay for yours? If you don't mind.
I got a used one for $500.
Oh, that's not
wow.
That's a little better deal than I expected.
Back in the day, all the rich people had them in their bathrooms. Remember that?
Yeah. Right. Well, I didn't know very many, but I heard about it.
A lot of tanning beds in Mexico.
Yeah, not very
right there next to the bidet.
Yeah. All right, Kid Nation. Coming up next, you're going to hear what The Office has to say to Kelly Raspberry. By the way, thank you so much for all your first world problems. Fortunately, we can't get to all of them today, but we'll be back next week with them. But we will find out who's in love with Kelly Raspberry here at The Office.
In love? Wait, what?
Yeah, it's secret
admirer. Secret admirer, Kelly.
Oh, I thought maybe somebody had a big reveal.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Yeah. And I believe we have some poems.
Oh.
Little Valentine's Day poems coming up your way. All right. We'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're sending somebody off to Florida with the winter warm-up here in about 10 minutes. And we'll give you the temperature you need just in case you don't win today.
Okay.
Coming up around that time as well. Also, the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes. Having a good time on this Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Now, all week long, and you can go to KidNation.com and check out the videos if you'd like, we've been reading notes from secret admirers.
Ooh.
Workers.
Everybody, just wrote little notes about each one of us, and, they're nice to read back.
Yeah, mostly co-workers, yes.
Yeah.
But we all like each other here at the office. And today, we finally get to hear what the staff thinks about Kelly Raspberry. Now, Kelly, you already read these, so you already know what's going down.
Yes, they meant so much to me, I saved them.
Did you saved them all?
I did. I have them on a little clip.
Aww.
I'm having a bad day, I'll just take them
really?
Out and read them. Yes.
Are you able to tell who wrote what?
I think I correctly guessed one.
Okay, maybe we can figure that out here. Let's take a listen to Kelly's secret admirers.
She's better than Mary Poppins. Not practically perfect in every way. She truly is perfect in every way. Aw, she's more like a saint from her flowing chestnut mane to her cashew toe. I think she might actually be a direct product of Jesus himself.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to save that one. I love when she makes fun of me, but follows it up with a cute wink to let me know everything is cool. Kelly, think of the most beautiful flower in a colorful garden of happiness. That's Kelly Raspberry. Okay, somebody just had to make up something, so they came up with that. I don't think anybody would describe me as the happiest flower in the garden, or the beautiful flower of the garden.
Aww.
The most thoughtful and caring person in the office. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
You are like Fridays. Everyone loves Fridays, the restaurant, and the day of the week. I love how Kelly is so organized and writes everything down. That way, I always know where I need to go after I call Kelly and ask her because I didn't write it down. I think I know who wrote that one, too. One person calls me a lot, and if he's not, his wife is. You're all that in a bag of Lay's potato chips. Favorite. I'll be your love sexpert.
Whoa.
Oh. Try to write that one.
Yep.
I knew it. The sweetest southern charm you'll ever meet. Thank you. Kelly isn't perfect, but she's the closest thing to it. And that's the type of person I aspire to be. Well, it's very nice, but man. No, I'm not perfect.
I love.
The mother I hope to be. That's so nice. Because I feel every day I fail as a mother. I even apologize to my kid randomly. The other night, just before she went to bed, I just told her a blanket apology. Because I know I'm not as good a mother as I should be. I have a crush on Kelly. I love her positivity and flowing chestnut mane. But Kelly fixes people's love lives as much as... Wait, that's an insult. In moments of doubt, I ask myself, what would Kelly do? Because I trust her more than I trust myself. You're so nice.
That's nice, sweet. Kelly. How about that?
Is Iyanla still fixing lives on the O Network?
I think so.
She is, right?
I can't find the O Network, so I have no idea.
Own, right? It's called Own.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Own.
It's been 5, 10 years. What is,
it's up there in the high numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are very nice. Thank you all.
Which one
nice.
Did you think you knew, Kelly?
I thought you were the one that called me when you looked at me and said it wasn't you, then it's Al.
Was it you, Big Al?
You're the two people that always call me.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't need an organizer. I have Kelly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kelly has an organizer. So all I need is Kelly's phone number.
Mine was...
Kelly, when's vacation? Kelly, where were we supposed to be? Yeah. Kelly, what time supposed to be there?
I mostly through Kenzie as well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the girls should talk to each other.
Yeah, sure.
I thought Justin was the one that said, when I make fun of him, then I wink. But when he said no, that has to be you then.
That was me, yeah.
Okay.
You make me feel better.
Okay, good.
I'm like, does she hate me? Nah, there's the wink.
That's the only ones I kind of... And then, of course, Trey. That was
sex
a no-brainer.
Trey.
Really?
Hilarious. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be your sexpert.
The love sexpert.
All right, buddy. Well played. Hey, you can watch the video at kidnation.com. Now, Justin.
Hello.
This is a big
Valentine's Day.
This is a big Valentine's Day for you.
Yes, it's my... Well, I wrote in the poem, but it's very special because I haven't celebrated this day before.
You wrote a poem?
Yes, I wrote a poem.
For who?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, for
just
Valentine's Day.
For the day.
You want to read it to the world?
Yes, but can't set the mood for me. Play me some beats or... Oh, that's perfect.
Is this cool?
Okay. Mm.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Dear Valentine's Day, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm so happy you are here so I can spend it with my boo. Mm. Red in the roses, red in the wine. Cheers to my Valentine for looking so dang fine.
That's right.
Mm. Sweet like a kiss, warm like a hug, wrapped in your love, feeling so safe and so snug. God, this is good. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's to my first one. I don't know what to expect, but I think it's going to be fun.
Aww, so sweet.
First one.
First Valentine's Day with the boo thing.
Yes, and he's coming today because we're going to do our podcast.
To work?
Yes.
When's he getting here?
Around 11:30, I hope.
Bring him to work day.
I don't mean to sound like a little brat.
Okay. Oh, right. Boy.
But
what?
If he doesn't show up with something, if he shows up empty-handed, I'll be upset.
But, I mean, you have the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, you don't have to bring it here.
Let's hope so. But I told him 2 weeks ago, I love roses. I like flowers. He said I was basic because I liked it.
Uh-huh.
But I told him I wanted it.
You gave him a heads up?
I told him that's what I wanted. That's what... But is that wrong? Is that wrong to...
No, you're giving your significant other what you expect in the relationship.
Yeah, most people are a little more subtle.
Yeah.
Wow, roses. Those are pretty.
That's
but if you want to just be direct and say, I love roses.
And you better show up with something. I mean, then when they do, it's kind of like...
Yeah, you're following orders.
Yeah.
I didn't say he better show up with something. I just told him.
You just did. You don't think he's listening?
No, he's definitely not. He's probably asleep.
He's still sleeping?
Yeah, I think so.
When he shows up with roses, are you going to go like, that's right?
It doesn't have to be roses. It could be something. It could
just
be
anything.
It could be a pretzel. It could be a pop socket. It could be something. Just show... Give me something today.
So I'm curious, though, since it's two guys in a relationship, and Valentine's is usually for the guy to plan, we've established. Do you both plan something for each other?
That's the thing, Jenna. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Like, you planned something for tonight?
Yeah, so we're going to go to the art museum, and then we're going to go get food, dinner, and then he's got work tomorrow, which is very early, and then
so
the next day. Yes. So we're going to celebrate on Friday.
Okay.
The next day.
Yeah.
But it should be fine. So
double V-Day.
So until now, you've never had a Valentine on Valentine's Day.
No.
So how would you normally handle that?
As a single Valentine's Day?
Not in a relationship, what would you do to get through that day? Was it hard for you, or are you just like, oh, it's just another day?
Oh, so this is really cool. Me and my friends that are all single, we'll get together and we'll do Ratchet Valentine's Day. And so we'll go do something...
Just
like
go out
day,
party.
But we'll go like to a bowling alley and to like some kind of diner and eat like waffles and
that's a good idea.
Chicken and fries and we'll have a good time, drink beer.
Yeah.
So they're doing that without you this year because you got somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe Al could fill in.
Huh?
You want to go out and do the Ratchet Valentine's?
No. I'm good.
You got plans?
Yeah. Well, I'm just doing my. I normally get the male dancers to come in for to dance.
I forgot about that. Al was asking me yesterday if video he could post was too risky for our show, and it was a very close up of a body part, and I was like, yes.
Oh wow.
Well, it was underwear.
I went to one of those, Big Al, on singles on Ratchet Valentine's Day.
Do what now?
I went to one of your.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've done it for years. I've done it for the single girls, all the girls that No, it's always full.
What a great way for you to get a bunch of single girls in your place.
Yes, and they're all hot and bothered.
You saw right through me, JC.
Smart
right
man. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting high, let's warm it up right now with the winter warm-up.
All right.
By the way, Justin, I also wrote a poem.
Yes.
That's coming up. That's coming up. Yeah, I got you.
Ooh, Robert Frost wishes, doesn't he?
He does. He sure does. So we'll hook up with that. And right now, we asked you to go to KidNation.com, enter the temperature of the day, and hopefully your phone will ring the very next morning. Brandy?
Like this person's.
Hi.
Your phone rang this morning, didn't it?
It did. Oh, my gosh. And yes, it did.
It's a good ring because you just won yourself a trip to Florida. Yay! Congratulations. Yay! Now, here's Kelly to tell you where you're going to be going.
Oh, you're
going
to love it. You're off to Fort Lauderdale for 4 days and 3 nights at the Bahia Mar Fort Lauderdale Beach, a double treat by Hilton Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a spectacular waterfront destination, unique panoramic views, coupled with a world-class marina and yachting center.
Could you enjoy the day by the ocean?
Yes, you could. You could go in the ocean. It's going to be so warm. You can hang out by the pool bar. It's called Waves Rooftop Pool Bar and Grill. You can take part in activities like tennis, bike riding. You can go on a fishing excursion. All these water sports are there for you. Bahia Mar has one of the best locations in Fort Lauderdale.
Is it by the beach?
Sits directly across from the Sandy White Beach.
That?
Perfect.
And we're going to throw in a 4-day car rental and 2 tickets for Sea Experience. This is a glass bottom boat tour. It takes you out in the ocean, and then everything you saw underneath the boat, you get to go in the water and snorkel with the little fishies.
Boom.
And it's all thanks to Visit Florida.
Visit Florida.
Yay, thank you, Visit Florida and Get Credit Morning Show. Oh my gosh.
You just made the promo, girl.
Yeah, you did.
You just made the promo.
Well done, Brandy. Congratulations on promo making.
Yep.
Who are you taking with you, Brandy?
My husband.
All right. Big plans for Valentine's Day today?
No, we've been married for 13 years.
Oh, you guys are doing the nothing, too.
That's why you said it like, my husband.
Well, she's fine. Yeah. She's happy.
Yeah,
13 years, that's a long time. That means they love each other quite a bit. I can tell.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Congrats, Brandy. You hang on for us. Happy Valentine's Day, and we'll get you that trip. Alicia's got you all set up. Now, if you're wondering, dang, man, it wasn't me that won. It's all good. You got another chance. I got a temperature for you to go to KidNation.com. Enter that before midnight, and hopefully you'll win tomorrow. The temperature today at Deerfield Beach is 76.
Mm.
Perfect. Deerfield Beach is 76 degrees this morning. Go to KidNation.com. If it crashes on you, it's because a lot of people are there. Give it a few minutes. It'll be back before you know it.
There you go.
And we'll keep the Valentine's Day rolling because I had the same idea as Justin, and I decided to write a...
little poem?
A little poem.
All right.
I can't wait to snap for it.
This is my gift to you. Guys.
Okay.
Guys.
Our poem's in the room.
Oh, okay, okay. I understand.
It'll be my gift. I'll have that poem for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kid Nation.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Somebody told me about the Gas Buddy app.
Oh, yeah.
But I told you I like to look up. I like to get
cheapest
the best.
Gas.
Yeah. So I'm going to get that. A lot of people wrote us in and said that actually works extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check it out. Also from the text, hey, JC, why did your wife flash the camera yesterday on Instagram?
Say what?
See, Kenzie, I'll try to catch her on my Instagram story sometimes, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't want me to use it, she'll flash me or she'll curse. Because she knows I'm not going to post her saying a bad word.
Yeah.
So that's what she tried to do yesterday. But now we got those cool emojis that you could place. And they show up when they do stuff.
Ah.
So I was able to block it and still post it because she didn't like the video. Which made me want to post it a little bit more. So if you ever see her doing that, it's because she didn't want me to post the video.
I love Kim.
But since she does that to me sometimes, like when I'm in the shower, I return the favor.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Literally. I love you, Kenzie.
By the way, you can follow us on Instagram and all social media. What's yours, Al? Big Al Mac 19?
Mac. Uh-huh. BIGALMACK19.
And then we got Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, follow me, please. I don't know what happened. I lost like 2,000 followers overnight.
What?
What happened?
Hold on one second.
Everybody's like,
did they do a purge again?
I don't know what happened.
What'd you say yesterday?
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
So please come back.
Yeah, Kelly Raspberry. That's IE on Kelly and no P on Raspberry.
I was just about to be like, I gained 1,000. What happened?
No, you stole them from her.
I stole some. Yeah, no, I don't know.
And then Jenna says Jenna Page, and a lot of people wonder, what is it, Jenna Page? That's
my middle name.
That's her middle name.
And it was available on all platforms at the time, so my last name's Owens, if you're interested.
Yeah.
And then yours?
Mine is JSI5.
There you go.
Yeah. They did Nick just told me, producer Nick told me that they did a purge. So all those accounts that are bots and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
They got kicked. So if you had a few of those.
I had 2,000, apparently.
Yeah. I noticed those a lot in the direct messages. They sneak in there and they're like, hello, good buddy.
Yeah.
Hello, sweet thing.
Yeah.
And then, I had one girl, hot, was hollering at me like, multiple times, but she would ask the same questions over and over.
Yeah.
What do you do today? I'm like,
I wonder where all this leads. Do they end up asking you for money or anything?
I don't know. Eventually, I guess. My husband Alan messes with them.
I do too.
It's really funny. He posts some of the conversations he has with them sometimes.
He does song lyrics or Star Wars.
Talking Star Wars was it Yoda?
Yes.
So to speak.
The Star Wars are my favorite ones when he does that.
Yeah.
I just call them bots and then they stop talking to me. They get mad. Yeah, but I don't know what the end game is with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're looking for money or they're just.
I guess eventually,
followers.
Or maybe trying to take your identity or I don't know.
Something.
Befriend you.
Yeah. So if you know what they're up to because you fell for it, let us know. That'd be cool. But Justin read us a poem for Valentine's Day about Valentine's. And I had written a poem as well.
Hmm.
So if you guys don't mind, I would like to read that.
No,
to you.
Please do.
Please.
This is my gift to you guys.
Sounds
in the studio.
Need some music?
Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh. Roses are red. Violets are blue. This is a poem about my crew. Big Al Mac, the only single one on the show. Where he will open a new bar, no one know. And in a month, you won't be able to wake up late because you're gonna live damn near out of state. Kelly Raspberry, the one with the flowing chestnut mane. With all of your money, you could make it rain. According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, you're ballin', which means more slingshots and cars from my boy Alan. Jenna, I'm so happy you found a man, one that a lot of girls will probably stand. When we're all together, you all look so cute. And I'm glad he didn't dump you after your loud toot.
Thank you.
Part-time Justin. Mm-hmm. Congrats with everything going right for you. You finally found love with your boo. You guys have a wonderful family, puppy and all. But your property manager is going to lose it when he finds out your dog chewed through the wall.
That's true.
And to my wife, Kinsey, I have to say something. I don't know where I'd be if I did not have you, Chloe, and Kaysen. Happy Valentine's Day, world. That's my poem.
Thank you, Jason.
There you go. Nice. There you go. Thank very nice.
You guys like it?
I feel the love.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wrote it for you.
Thank you.
Did you write me a poem, Al?
Yes.
You want a free flow?
I just happen to have one.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why you seem so surprised?
Because I didn't know you. I actually was just throwing it out there to see if you did.
All right.
Let him find it.
On this day of love, let's celebrate those of us that are trying to lose weight. So in the future, we feel good in our heart. We may not have finished, but at least we started. And we continue our quest to be better in sight and hope that we get a few more swipe rights. But if not, it's okay. I'll keep paying by the month. Even though I don't capture, I enjoy the hunt.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it wasn't really for you, but...
That was for Valentine's Day.
For the ladies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your poem, Kel?
I didn't write one.
I know.
I'll write one if you really want me to, but I gotta finish the Showbiz Top 5 first.
I just had one on standby. I'm a poet. I just had one on standby.
Yeah. Have one on lock on Valentine's Day.
I guess. I'll go for next year.
You heard it right there. Kelly's got a poem 1 year from today.
Yeah. Speaking of 1 year from today, Big Al's great story, May 7th. We're getting that much closer, everybody.
Whew.
Any new developments?
May.
Yes.
Less than 3 months to go.
This story just keeps changing.
So excited.
When's the most recent activity?
Last week.
Last week.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, Kelly.
Yeah.
You tell me.
I'm telling you.
You tell me on May 7th.
All right.
Yeah, he will. And Kelly will give you a poem in a year from now.
Because I haven't gotten any updates since the uneventful.
You've already poo-pooed on my story, so I don't tell you.
Al just looks at me and goes, bro, something happened. And
I'm like, ooh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys want to celebrate a little throwback Thursday?
Heck yeah.
Of course we do. First, we're going to throw it back to a more recent time. This was October.
Okay.
Big Al Mac made a bold prediction.
Uh-oh.
You, Big Al Mac, predicted that Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson would get back together. Do you remember doing that?
Yep. Kind of.
All good.
I love how optimistic Al is.
I do. I predict they'll get back together.
Crazy kids.
When do you think they'll get back together?
Valentine's Day.
By February of next year.
Yeah.
If they're not back together, what?
I didn't say I'm making a proposition.
So you can't throw something out there.
I just said I predict that they'll get back together.
Why would we even ask them? You don't follow through on bets. It's lame.
That's right.
You do not follow through on bets that you lose.
Right.
That's not a gentlemanly thing to do.
Tell them, Jenna. Today is Valentine's Day.
And
it's not over yet.
Thank you, Kelly. And do we know they're not back together?
Yes.
Okay, so we know that.
Kate's been out with other women.
All right.
Kate, who was it? Was it Beckinsale?
Beckinsale.
Yeah, he was with Kate Beckinsale.
I think...
The day is young.
I don't know. In college, moments like this, lost bets were always honored.
Of course.
With a naked run.
Yeah.
That is how we resolve.
Nobody wants to see that.
I kind of do.
Amen.
I like funny naked.
I don't want to see
anybody.
Naked
runs are funny.
Naked runs are funny, especially to watch other people see it.
You can cover the goods.
Even I don't want to see that.
Down the canal.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be it. Naked run.
Give the people what they want.
We're going back to college from now on.
You'll ever make a bet again, then, if that's the punishment.
Well, shame.
If you feel like you know what you're talking about and you're confident about it, you should be making the bets.
Well, as Kelly said, the day isn't over.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we'll give you till tomorrow, and if not, then
we'll
the naked
explore.
Run.
Well, why don't you get me till the end of my weight loss thing?
And then we still got to do Big Al's 225 bench press he claims he can do.
That I'm fairly confident I can do.
You were supposed to do a calendar shoot for something.
Yeah. So we're
and
just going to.
The May payoff. Is there a punishment when the overwhelming reaction is womp, womp?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's going to be at the end of the naked run.
Naked run.
People should get to vote if they think the story was worth waiting a year on or not.
All right. Naked run. That's it. So we'll clump them all together and you'll do your naked run after we find out that Pete and Ariana did not get back together today.
God, please get back together, Pete.
You have
call her
a few hours remaining.
Call her Pete.
I love a good naked run, Al. Yeah.
Call her Pete. Well, they're on Pacific time, so, you know.
What are we, 16 hours away from the end of the day? Something like that? Yeah. Give or take?
Yeah.
All right, big guy. So we'll find out if you're going to be doing naked run here soon.
Maybe they're in Australia or somewhere.
And speaking of Throwback Thursday, we'll go even further back to 6 years ago.
Whoa, what happened then?
Producer Nick, my boy, he done messed up some flower orders.
Oh, okay.
For Valentine's Day. Yeah. Let's celebrate Throwback Thursday with this right here.
Yeah, so this week was my 2-year wedding anniversary.
Aww,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so on Monday, I'm looking for flowers to send to my wife, Blair.
Okay. So you didn't do it way ahead of time. Your anniversary was Monday.
Anniversary is Tuesday.
Okay, and you did it 24 hours
later. Well, flowers. They got
I'm trying to get the most fresh flowers I can.
Right? Oh, gotcha.
Uh-huh.
And so I found a florist near her office because I'm going to send them to her work because that's what you do, right?
Right.
Yeah, girls like to have them at work.
Show
so
off
other
at work.
They're for other people to see.
Now, exactly. Were you going to deliver these flowers or
no.
They were going to deliver?
Going to have them do it.
Okay.
The delivery people can deliver it.
Okay.
And so I find a place and I can order it online, right? So I don't have to talk to anyone. I can just find the arrangement.
Yeah, we hate talking to people.
Right. And it's nice. It comes in a vase and all that stuff.
Wow.
So boom, right there.
You just type your messages out, right?
Yeah, so you can type a message. So filling out all the info.
That is weird, telling the person on the line, what's your message? Yeah. What do you want your card to say?
Yeah. I want you so bad tonight,
can't wait
baby.
To see you tonight.
Uh-huh. Sexy
deep voice. So awkward.
And your nickname.
Yeah.
Snoochie.
And so I fill out all the info, her name, her work, her address, phone number, all that stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Got it.
So I get a confirmation email back.
Uh-huh.
And I notice that I misspelled a word in the message.
Okay.
Oh, you want to...
In the little, you know, card for your reading lines.
For whatever you want to... Something special you want to say to your loved
one.
Sure. I thought you put the wrong name down.
It's S-E-X, dude. How do you misspell that?
Stop it.
And so I misspelled something, so I needed to call them back to fix it.
Why not?
So I pull up the email and it has the number for the floor, so I just punch it and call.
Okay.
No answer, so I leave a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
Right?
What was the voicemail like? Oh, you reached the flower shop.
It's like a robot leaving a message.
Oh, automated person.
Yeah. And so, anyway, so I leave a message, hey, put in an order and misspelled something. Call me back so we can fix it.
Got it.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
So far I'm good.
And so,
my wife texts me like 30 minutes later. She said, did you call me at work? I said, nope. I don't think I did. She said, well, I have a voicemail from you.
No.
And I don't think it was from me or for me.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, and I go back to my phone.
Oh,
and,
no, Nick.
Yeah, I called her office. and left her a voicemail saying I'm an idiot and misspelled something on this nice, sweet card I'm supposed to give
her. Well, lucky for you, Nick, your wife decided to give us that voicemail.
Yeah. So at her office, it's all fancy, and whenever you leave a voicemail, it emails that audio recording to the person it's meant for. So my wife gets an email with me leaving quite possibly the lamest voicemail you've ever heard in your life.
Here is
and it's so embarrassing.
Oh, and Nick's professional voice, he gets just like, he gets like super official and dorky.
And it's the floor, you gotta be all nice to these people I don't know. Okay. That's so stupid.
Here is Nick's embarrassing voicemail that he was supposed to leave to the flower shop but left for his wife.
Hi, my name's Nick Adams, and I put in an order earlier today for some flowers to be sent off. And then I also sent a follow-up email. I noticed that I misspelled something in my message. If you could give me a call back at 817. As soon as you can, give me a call. Thank you.
That is so lame.
And now your wife knows that you waited to the last second to get her flowers.
It doesn't matter. It's not like Valentine's Day.
I'm such a
I want to know. Can you tell us what your message was that you misspelled something? What word you misspelled?
I don't remember. It was like I left out an anniversary or something. You know? I don't know. I was just filling it out quick. Okay, here we go. Send it off. Boom.
Aww.
And she's always saying, be sure, you know, when we're filling out cards for birthdays and stuff, she's the one that's always like, make sure you leave a note. Don't just sign your name. So now she's like, oh, you're not even paying attention to what you're writing to me.
You know what? No
she wasn't mad at all. She thought it was hilarious.
Effort's all that matters.
Yeah, you put in some effort.
Anyways, that's my really lame, embarrassing story.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big shout out to Kelly Raspberry.
What?
She has two podcasts dropping today.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, one of them. Talking, Kelly.
I know. Is your mouth tired?
Very. Always.
I know.
Always.
She does have her regular podcast with her husband, Alan.
A sandwich and some loving.
Yeah. Yep. But you're also going to be featured on A Weekly Dose of BS.
Yes.
Which is a fun podcast with two of the housewives from Dallas, Brandy. And
Stephanie. Yes.
That's the S.
Yes.
And B.
And Melissa Rycroft Strickland, if
that's
you're
right.
A fan of her from the old Bachelor days and Dancing with the Stars, she's a guest too.
Also, it's all ladies on this one.
Yeah, she has a podcast called Logically Irrational she does with her husband. So it was like a combination of three podcasts, but they invited us on Stephanie and Brandy for their Valentine episode.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys get some behind the scenes talk about the Housewives season coming up?
Not really, no. Okay. They're not allowed to say that much.
All right,
but
I know.
Did they tell you not when you're not doing the podcast, do they actually tell you inside stuff?
I know probably a little bit, but nothing that's
too revealing or too
off the record type stuff.
It's off the record type stuff that I probably will not share.
Yeah,
but it's nothing like scandalous or anything like that.
I do like things come together like that. Different podcasts, like from different TV shows, Law and Order, this one meets Law and Order, this one meets Law and Order.
A crossover.
I love that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So this week it'll be Weekly Dose of BS with Kelly and Melissa Rycroft. There's a little tease if you want to take a listen.
Kat wrote in and said, last summer I found out that one of my best friends was seeing and sleeping with a married man.
Oh
God, no.
Kat, I already don't like you.
What should I do? Well, it's her best friend.
So,
one of her best friends. I really feel like the wife should know, but I don't want to be the one to tell her. I feel guilty by association at this point. Do I just let it go and let what's meant to be happen? Sincerely, a very stressed out friend. Kat.
I do think in this situation, Kat, who wrote in and it's about her friend, I think she stays out of it. I don't think she tells the wife. I don't think she tells the husband.
No.
I think
totally.
But I think she sets boundaries with the friend and says, we don't talk about this.
Yeah.
Do not come to me with issues about it. Don't talk to me about what's good or bad.
Yeah.
But take the step back.
Are we going to call her?
Yeah,
or
let's
we just
call
gonna,
her. We have
to hash this out amongst ourselves.
Yes, I think so.
Because we got this.
Oh,
he's calling.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi, Kat. It's Stephanie Holman.
Hi, it's Brandy Redman.
We have a few other people here for you as well.
We have Kelly Raspberry and Melissa Rycroft.
How's it going?
Good.
Well, better than it is for you.
I think Melissa said, did you have some advice?
Advice?
Yes.
Oh, about the boundaries with the friend.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I was going to say, I've never been in that situation.
No, you had advice to say. Oh, no, that
so
was really
funny.
Good.
Melissa had a lot to say before you got on the phone, Kat.
And now she's real.
So if you want to find out what Melissa has to say to Kat, wow, you're going to have to listen to a weekly dose of BS with Stephanie and Brandy.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yikes. So it was like a little love letter-y type segment going on.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Valentine's, our, you know, worst Valentine's, best Valentine's, things like that.
And if you want to get a link to those, go to kidnation.com. That's where all our supporting staff and all our extra podcasts are, including a weekly dose of BS. Trey tells me that they do some prank calls on there as well.
They do.
Since it's a podcast, you can do it. And Trey, they're pretty funny, right?
They do a really good job. I always get nervous about, like, dealing with people and how are they going to react? Is anybody going to get mad? But everybody's pretty cool about it.
All right. So, yeah. So if you like those, since we can't do them on terrestrial radio anymore,
but
the podcast world is still open for those, apparently.
Nice. And on our podcast today, A Sandwich and Some Lovin', we do Valentine's Day horoscopes. And if you want to find out what your love life is supposed to be like, according to the stars and the planets, some of you are going to have a much better Valentine's Day than others.
Can you tell us?
Well, real briefly.
Yeah, give us a little tidbit of it.
The best chance of getting engaged, Scorpio.
Scorpio. Oh,
yes, I missed it. Either doing the proposing or getting proposed to.
That's what my mom is.
The best chance of meeting someone right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
The way the planets are lined up. Cancer.
Oh, I missed that one too.
Sorry, yeah.
Libra. They say it's going to be almost effortless for you.
That's my wife.
And Capricorn. It's a great time to attract someone who wants a long-term commitment. Capricorn.
I missed all.
And
I was like,
bro, you're striking out everywhere, man.
I missed all four.
Well, it says the best signs for casual hookups.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Leo.
Dang, I don't even get that.
They say it's a great time to go back to your hook up with your ex.
Really?
And Virgo.
Anyway.
It's a great time for you to hook up, but don't go back to the one that makes you feel like garbage. That's Virgo.
Be smart about that.
And I'm really sorry about you, Aquarius.
Crap.
Is that you, Al?
No.
Stars and planets are not on your side. If you are single and unhappy about it, consider this a legitimate attack from the universe.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're Sagittarius?
Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius.
They say for Pisces, this is going to be a great Valentine's. They said, if you're happy, things are only going to get better. If you're in a toxic relationship, it's a great time to break up because it's going to be a blessing in disguise.
So I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah. I'm going to have a good Valentine's.
Okay, what about a Taurus?
I only pulled a few. Mm. So, because go listen to the podcast if you want to hear the full Valentine horoscope.
All right.
But your love life.
Who are the ones with the best luck that are probably going to get engaged today?
Best chances of getting engaged.
All of them but mine.
Scorpios.
I found a list. A lot of celebrities have gotten engaged on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear some of them?
Please.
Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart. Mm. They got engaged in 2009.
Are they still together?
Still together.
On a plane, actually. Yeah.
So it even tells you if they have success with these marriages. Still together. On the plane. Elton John and recording engineer Renate Blauel.
Yeah.
Married in 1984. Yes.
When he was still in the closet.
He was married to a woman. That one did not work out.
Renata. Okay. Was that her name? Renata.
Renata. Mm-hmm. Renate.
Okay.
Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney. They got engaged in 2015 on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
How about others that are still together?
right.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Favorite name in Hollywood right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie Hunter. They married in 2015.
They're together.
They're still together. Christina Aguilera, Matthew Rettler. Still together, but they're not married yet. So they're just engaged.
Perpetually engaged.
Yeah.
Okay. Been how many years now?
Oh, that was in 2014.
Well,
so that's 5-year engagement so
that
far.
They broke, I guess.
Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan also. They married in 1991, but they split in 2000. She had an affair with Russell Crowe.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Those will end relationships.
Yeah.
You said Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
You know, she's engaged now to John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
When that happened?
About a year ago?
Yeah, they've been together for a little bit.
It's not on this list, so it wasn't on Valentine's Day.
I'm just saying. She's rebounded from her affair.
Don't distract JC from his list.
Right, yeah. Sorry.
I'm a very linear person. Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. I already said that one. Vince Vaughn got engaged to Kyla Weber, who's a real estate agent, so a regular person. They engaged in 2019. They got married in 2010. They are still together.
Wait, flip it.
What?
You said they got engaged in 2019.
Okay. Engaged in 2009, married in 2010, okay. Still together.
Got it.
Liberty Ross and Jimmy Iovine. They got married
Jimmy Iovine.
Oh,
Yeah.
I thought it was a lowercase L, but it's Iovine. The guy from American Idol.
Yes.
Jimmy Iovine, yes.
Yeah, married in 2016.
She was the one, the Twilight director.
Rupert
Sanders.
Him, yeah. And he got caught running around with
Kristen Stewart.
Now
Stewart.
Dating girls. Who's now a lesbian.
Yeah, so it didn't work out for him. But it worked out for Iovine, for Jimmy.
Yeah.
Because he got Liberty out of it.
Beautiful.
Tyrese.
Is it Ross?
The crazy one.
Well, I don't know.
Who?
Tyrese.
Yes.
He married Samantha Lee, who was a social worker, in 2017. They're still together. I didn't know Tyrese was married.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I remember it was his queen.
Thing about him not getting work.
Adriana Lima and NBA star Marco Jerick, they married in 2009. They separated in 14, divorced in 16, even though she did save herself for him.
She saved herself for marriage.
Honorable mention, JC Chavez and Kinsey Chavez.
Y'all are still going strong,
engaged,
right?
Engaged on Valentine's Day. Still going strong.
Mr. Something you want to tell us.
No, happy.
We still good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You better get her a present.
Yeah. No, I got her a thing. Just she said no presents.
You got her a thing?
She got her. She gets her thing.
And she gets her thing. Which
her yearly thing.
Is it your thing?
Oh, you write her a poem.
Oh, that thing?
Are you going to read it?
Another? No. These are private poems. These are privates.
Please read it.
She get her private thing. She's going to get her private thing.
These are for me and her.
Is it a sexy poem?
Sometimes it's sexy. Sometimes it's more emotional.
Any DJing going on tonight?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.